Abbott reduced its administrative costs as a percentage of sales to the lowest in the industry by a significant margin, and at the same time became a new product innovation machine like 3M, deriving up to 65% of revenues from new products introduced in the previous 4 years. This creative duality ran through every aspect of Abbott during the transition era, woven into the very fabric of the corporate culture. On the one hand, Abbott recruited entrepreneurial leaders and gave them freedom to determine the best path to achieving their objectives. On the other hand, individuals had to commit fully to the Abbott system and were held rigorously accountable for their objectives. They had freedom, but freedom within a framework. Abbott instilled the entrepreneur's zeal for opportunistic flexibility. "We recognize that planning is priceless, but plans are useless," said one Abbott executive. But Abbott also had the discipline to say no to opportunities that failed the Three Circles test. While encouraging wide-ranging innovation within its divisions, Abbott simultaneously maintained fanatical adherence to its hedgehog concept of contributing to cost-effective health care. Abbott Laboratories exemplifies a key finding of our study, a culture of discipline. By its nature, culture is a somewhat unwieldy topic to discuss, less prone to clean frameworks like the Three Circles. The main points of this chapter, however, boil down to one central idea. Build a culture full of people who take disciplined action within the Three Circles, fanatically consistent with the hedgehog concept. More precisely, this means the following. 1. Build a culture around the idea of freedom and responsibility within a framework. 2. Fill that culture with self-disciplined people who are willing to go to extreme lengths to fulfill their responsibilities. They will rinse their cottage cheese. 3. Don't confuse a culture of discipline with a tyrannical disciplinarian. 4. Adhere with great consistency to the hedgehog concept, exercising an almost religious focus on the intersection of the three circles. Equally important, create a stop-doing list and systematically unplug anything extraneous. Freedom and responsibility within a framework. Picture an airline pilot. She settles into the cockpit, surrounded by dozens of complicated switches and sophisticated gauges, sitting atop a massive $84 million piece of machinery. As passengers thump and stuff their bags into overhead bins, and flight attendants scurry about trying to get everyone settled in, she begins her pre-flight checklist. Step by methodical step, she systematically moves through every required item. Cleared for departure, she begins working with air traffic control, following precise instructions. Which direction to take out of the gate, which way to taxi, which runway to use, which direction to take off. She doesn't throttle up and hurtle the jet into the air until she's cleared for takeoff. Once aloft, she communicates continually with flight control centers and stays within the tight boundaries of the commercial air traffic system.